putovanje kroz radijsko sazvežđe indie pop Amerikana zvuka.
Škripa.
Pesme koje će vam spasiti život. Svakog utorka na O radiju.
Škripa.
Uređuje i vodi Dušan Majkić.
Dobar dan, ovo je Škripa 112. izdanje, moje ime je Dušan Majkić, a mi smo današnju emisiju otvorili sa kompozicijom Sisyphus američkog indie rock multi-instrumentaliste Andrew Birda. On je rođen 11. jula 1973. godine u Lake Forestu, država Illinois, a 22. marta ove godine izlazi njegov novi 12. studijski album My Finest Work Yet i možda je stvarno u pitanju njegov najbolji rad u karijeri. Vratit ćemo se Andrew Birdu i albumu My Finest Work Yet, a sada pričamo o još jednom novom albumu i novijem bendu. Cherry Glazer nastali su 2013. godine u Los Angelesu, a ovaj bend predvodi gitaristkinja i pevačica Clementina Creevy. To je neki novi spoj grunge-a, punk-a, lo-fi-a i garažnog zvuka, a pre nekoliko nedelja oglasili su se trećim albumom Stuffed and Ready za etiketu Secretly Canadian. Mi danas slušamo u škripi u kompoziciji Wasted None, a posle toga vraćamo se u te korene garažnog i lo-fi zvuka negde početak 90-ih. U pitanju je band Slant Six, to je bio indie ženski trio iz Vašingtona, nastali su 1992. godine i trajali su samo do 1995. godine. Izdali su dva studijska albuma za etiketu Discord. U pitanju su izdanja Soda Pop Ripoff i In Zombia, a njihov prvi single What Kind of Monster Are You izlazi 1993. i upravo ćemo tu kompoziciju čuti u današnji škripi, dakle Slant Six, dah 90-ih, ali pre toga Cherry Glazer i Wasted None.
Thank you.
Slušali smo sastav Dinosaur Jr., kompozicija The Wagon, a na današnji dan, dakle 19. februara 1991. godine, izlazi njihov četvrti studijski album Green Mind. The Wagon je pesma koja ga otvara, a treba napomenuti da je Green Mind prvo izdanje koje se pojavilo pod okriljem velike diskografske kuće. U pitanju je bio Warner Brothers i tu su nastavili Dinosaur Jr. stazom uspeha sve do tog prvog prekida 1997. posle albuma Hang It Over. Kada pričamo o novim albumima, to je jedan zanimljiv melodični i osjećajni pop iz Australije, u pitanju Martin Fraley. On je član benda Trips, ne toliko popularnog, ali zaista on je realizovao jako lep prvi solo album Undone at 31. Mi ćemo Martina Fraleya čuti u kompoziciji End of the Bar i on se zaista lepo uklapa uz današnje sunce i porast temperature, a posle toga sledi još jedna melanholija, Red House Painters, band iz San Francisco koji je nastao 1988. i trajali su do 2001. godine. Band je predvodio Mark Kozelek, izdali su 6 studijskih albuma, a mi se vraćamo u period njihovog albuma poznati kao Roller Coaster, pojavio se 24. maja 1993. godine. Tu je malo žešća kompozicija Mistress, koja se zaista perfektno naslanja na Martina Frivlija i End of the Bar.
Bye. Can you hear me when I call? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. You got me working, boss man, working round the clock. I want me a drink of water, but you won't let me stop. Big boss man, can you hear me when I cough? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all. Boss man, one gonna treat me right. Working hard in the daytime, but I'll sure rest easy at night. Big boss man, can you hear me when I call? Oh, you ain't so big, you're just tall, that's all.
Slušali smo Mercury Rev, Big Boss Band. Ovo je indie band, osnovan je 1989. godine u Buffalu, a sada je vreme za njihov deveti studijski album, Bobby Gentry's The Delta Suite Revisited. Svaka pesma je napravljena sa nekim različitim gostom. Mi smo slušali kompoziciju Big Boss Man, u kojoj gostuje Hope Sandoval, vokal sastava Mazzy Star. Slušajte novi Mercury Rev, a mi se sada vraćamo u 1977. godinu, tačnije 18. februara pojavio se prvi studijski album za engleski sastav The Damned, jednostavno naziva Damned, Damned, Damned. Izašao je za etiketu Stiff Records, a producent je bio Nick Love. Inače, Damned u toj klasičnoj postavi: Brian James na gitari, Dave Vanian pevač, Red Scabies na bubnjovima i Captain Sensible na bas gitari, koji će nešto kasnije preći na električnu gitaru. Dakle, to je taj sirovi zvuk. Treba napomenuti da su Damned se oglasili i prvim punk singlom u istoriji. U pitanju bila kompozicija New Rose, ona se nalazi na njihovom prvom albumu, ali mi nećemo slušati. Ja sam se predelio za pesmu iz prikrajka, ona se zove Fan Club. Posle Damned slušamo još malo tog garažnog power popa The Real Kids. Band nastao u Bostonu davne 1972. godine od strane pevača Johna Felisa, a drugi album izdaju 1981. koji se zove Out of Place. Upravo sa tog albuma slušamo kompoziciju Every Day is Saturday, ali pre toga The Damned i Fan Club.
give me something that bites. Should we hang around here for much too long? All you crazy people waiting for my song. I said, oh well, here I am. I'm just a lover, one night stand. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sad. Oh, my fan club. Rain must be a drag. That's what you want to do. I won't say no. Well, see more of me. See me after the show. I said, oh well, here I am. I'm just another one night stand. Anyway, I don't know why I'm sad.
Bio je to dašak engleskog ska pop ritma The Beat i kompozicija Two Swords, koja se nalazi na njihovom prvom albumu I Just Can't Stop It, koji se pojavio 1980. godine za etiketu Go Fit. Naravno, The Beat su izrasli u velik band, kasnije se to sve podelilo na neke frakcije i različite bendove kao što su Fun Young Cannibals, ali treba slušati ta njihova prva tri studijska albuma. I naravno, tu je i drugi sastav iz te porodice, General Public, koji je više otišao u taj komercijalni pop. Naravno, Fun Young Cannibals su više zaradili, ali sve su to sjajni albumi. Posle ovog daška prošlih vremena vraćamo se u budućnost. Robert Ellis, jedno novije ime kantautorske scene, on dolazi iz Houstona i realizovao je 4 albuma. Njegov poslednji album zove se Texas Piano Man, a mi ga danas slušamo u kompoziciji Passive Aggressive. Posle toga okrećemo se klasicima. Nick Cave and Bad Seeds su 20. februara 1996. godine realizovali svoj 9. studijski album Murder Ballads. To je i najkomercijalniji album do danas ovog sastava. Naravno, album koji je iznjedrio hitove kao što su Where the Wild Rose Grow, Stagger Lee, Henry Lee i sve te bistvene balade koje su nastali iz tog žanra koje su upravo zove Murder Ballads. Mi danas slušamo Nick Cave i Bad Seeds u kompoziciji The Kindness of Strangers, jedna onako uspavljiva mračna pesma, ali pre toga Robert Ellis i Passive Aggressive.
To communicate, I wish you would just give it to me straight. Your soul, passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive. You're passive aggressive. You're so passive aggressive. Passive aggressive. What else can I say to you? Passive aggressive.
They found Mary Bellows cuffed to the bed, with a rag in her mouth and a bullet in her head. Oh, oh, Mary Bellows. She'd grown up hungry, she'd grown up poor. She left her home in Arkansas. Oh, oh, Mary Bellows. She wanted to see the deep blue sea. She traveled across Tennessee. Oh, oh, Mary Bellows. She met a man along the way. He introduced himself as Richard Slade. Up on Mary Bellows. Oh, Mary thought that she might die, and she saw the ocean for the first time. Oh, poor Mary Bellows. She checked into a cheap little place. Richard Slade carried in her old suitcase. Poor Mary Bellows. "I'm a good girl, sir," she said to him. "I couldn't possibly permit you in." Oh, poor Mary Bellows. Slade tipped his hat and winked his eye and turned away without goodbye. Upon Mary Bellows. She sat on her bed and thought of home, with the sea breeze whistling all alone. Upon Mary Bellows. Hope and loneliness, she crossed the floor and undid the latch on her front door. Oh, poor Mary Bellows. They found her the next day, cuffed to the bed, the rag in her mouth and a bullet in her head. Hello. Some others keep your girls at home. Don't let them journey out alone. Tell them this world is full of danger, to shun the company of strangers. Oh, on Mary Bellows. Oh, on Mary Bellows.
Climb, then watch him as he falls. Sometimes no disguise is the best disguise of all, 'cause all is vanity. on his bread. It's all too far when the water's wet. If only time were on my side. When I'm fully loaded, ready to ride. The minutes that you leave, the seconds that you steal, they can break my heart like they broke a man on the wheel. For all his vanity and all his pride, it's all too far when the water's wide. If only time were on my side. When I'm fully loaded and ready to ride. That you leave, and the hours that you take, all the love you can feel, all the love you can make, for all his vanity and all his pride. It's all too far when the water's wide. If only time were on my side. When I'm fully loaded, ready to ride.
Je to stari glas Michaela Chapmana, kompozicija Manity and Idle Legenda. Michael Chapman rođen 24. januara 1941. godine, a 2016. je proslavio 50 godina rada. Prvi album Rainmaker pojavljao mu se 1969. Zaista jedna velika i dugotrajna karijera. A novi album se zove True North, na kom gostuje B.G. Cole, inače pedal steel legenda, koji je sarađivao sa John Cale-om, Scottom Walkerom, Eltonom Johnom, Terry Allenom, Brianom Inom, Feltom i tako dalje. Michael Chapman je napravio zaista ultra zreli i onako spori blues akustični album, a mi smo ga danas čuli u kompoziciji Vanity and Pride Legenda. Posle Michael Chapmana vraćamo se novim kantautorskim strujama. Andrew Bird, čovjek multiinstrumentalista, dolazi iz Amerike i on će za nekoliko nedelja u martu da se oglasi 12. albumom My Finest Work Yet. Za kraj škripe 112 upravo dolazi on u kompoziciji Think About Your Troubles. Razmišljajte. Ćao.
Beside the breakfast table, think about your troubles. Pour yourself a cup of tea, think about the bubbles. You can take your teardrops and pour them in a teacup. Take them down to the riverside, throw them over the side. To be swept up by the current and then carried to the ocean, to be eaten by some fishes who were eaten by some fishes and swallowed by a whale. Out of a faucet and pours into a teacup, which is just about to bubble. Think about your troubles. Think about your troubles.
Putovanje kroz radijsko sazvežđe indie pop amerikana zvuka.
Škripa.
Pesme koje će vam spasiti život. Svakog utorka na O radiju.
Škripa.
Uređuje i vodi Dušan Majkić.